Good morning on this Memorial Day weekend.
Good morning.
I want to welcome everyone here and thank you for coming today. Several announcements. Be sure to sign your red pad and pass it down. And scripture readers are needed for the months of June and July. And you can read about that, and there's a sign-up sheet in the narthex. Congregational meeting, June 1st, to present the audited financials. The Sacrament of Communion will be also on June the 1st. And Vincentian Academy, a Christian academy, is holding an Eat Well, Move Well, Think Well, Saturday, June the 7th. And there's a flyer on the table in the narthex. Remind you about Vacation Bible School coming up July 14th through the 18th at 6:30. So, excuse me a second. That is in the evening. Teachers are needed and helpers. The Valley Garden is getting underway, so you can talk to Kathy or Megan or Jim about that. And there's still some spots left. And remind you of nursery care and the paper retriever box is going to be moved. They're no longer paying us, and you can take things to your curb. There will not be a children's sermon this morning. They're going to have that next month. I'm just told to make that announcement. We're still holding to that. We had some more kids come in. We're going to wait till next month. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Our hymn of praise, 571, My Country 'Tis of Thee. Worship continue with the prayer of confession as you find printed in your bulletin. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us. We believe you sent the Holy Spirit to be our friend.
Forgive us when we do not extend this friendship to others. Remind us that we are called to help and comfort your people. Help us to have empathy for the less fortunate. Show us how to respond to those who need a friend. Help us to have proper boundaries when ministering for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us take a moment as we bow our heads and close our eyes for your personal silent prayer of confession. Friends, believe in the good news of the gospel, for in Jesus Christ we are forgiven.
We believe in forgiveness of sins. We are saved by grace through faith. This is God's gift in Jesus Christ.
Traditional Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let's take a moment and greet one another. Mickey has put something very nice together for us, for our anthem, Salute to the Armed Forces. Cliff is going to very graciously do the PowerPoint slide. When you see the PowerPoint slide for your military service or hear the music, would you please stand and remain standing? If for some reason you can't stand, raise your hand. And then at the end, then we will applaud everyone at the same time.
changed the Navy and Coast Guard because two pages stuck together. So.
God bless all you veterans, and may God bless the United States of America, the greatest nation ever in history. Thank you very much, all of you, for your service, and a special weekend to remember those who lost their lives in wars around the world. That's why we have the freedom that we have in America, and let's don't take it for granted. It's very special. Our responsive reading is on Comfort 652. Comfort. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me.
In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you that I go to prepare a place for you.
And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also.
If you love me, will keep my commandments.
And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever.
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, but I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God.
For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too.
If we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort which you experience when you patiently endure the same suffering that we suffer.
Our love with you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in our comfort.
This time I invite Elder on the door for the prayer requests and praise.
Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
We have a number of prayer and praise requests. Kathy Saggy first would like to offer praise of thanks for her church family for the many prayers and calls regarding her wrist surgery. And she's asking for prayer that all goes well with recovery. She is having minor complications. Suzanne Connors is asking for prayer, peace, and comfort during this time while she's waiting for the results of her cardiac test, and the results are due back on Tuesday. Cliff is asking for prayer for his sister and brother-in-law, Susie and Robert Brown, prayer for strength and faith in a stressful, very stressful situation. Suzanne Connor is asking for prayer of a friend, Joanne. She has thyroid cancer and lymphoma. Suzanne is also asking prayer for a family friend. They're friends of theirs, but their whole family, Frank and family. Frank, from what I understand, is a cancer patient. He recently lost his job and his home, and they are now low income, and his daughter is struggling with drug abuse. Bill and I ask for prayer requests next weekend. We leave Saturday morning. We're traveling to Colorado, and we will be there for an extended period of time, so please pray for us on our trip. Kathy Saggy is asking for prayer for Tracy Swedko. This is Kathy's aunt. Her breast cancer has returned again. It is in the lining of the lungs. Prayers that she has the courage and strength to fight it again. Kathy also has a praise request for a manager at Rite Aid. She's calling a good Samaritan. Praise the Lord for blessing people to still perform good deeds. Adele Miller has a praise request. She would like to thank everyone for the calls, cards, and prayers. She is feeling better after surgery and loves that everyone was thinking and caring for her. Bill and I have a praise request. On Friday evening, our family in Colorado was in an automobile accident, and as we know, Mindy's due date is June 17th, and she went into early labor. But the doctors were able to stabilize her, and she and the baby and the family are doing well.
I'd like for us to remember all the military that are serving around the world, even here in the United States, for their safety. Ann Fogolini has been in California. Her father passed away, so let's be in prayer for her. I got a call from Diane Croy yesterday. She told me John Croy had his other knee replacement about 10 days ago and an infection, so he's in Passavant Hospital now. So let's be in prayer for him. Also for all our high school graduates and college graduates as they seek new endeavors in their lives. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and for safety for people traveling on this Memorial weekend. Heavenly Father, we come to you this day and we do thank you for the United States of America. We realize it's not a perfect country, but we believe it's the greatest country that there ever has been, maybe ever will be. And we thank you for the privilege, the honor of being able to live here and reap its benefits. Help us to keep it strong and faithful. May America have a religious turnaround and not push God away, but draw closer to you in their faith and understand that you are the God who created all the heavens and the earth. We pray and thank you for sending your Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Jesus promised that he would, and he was faithful to that promise. The Holy Spirit empowers us, helps us remember things about your kingdom, but it brings us comfort and becomes our friend and gives us the power to reach out to other people. We thank you for that. And part of our reaching out through the power of the Holy Spirit is to serve, to minister to one another in times of need and heartache and hurt and pain and suffering. We thank you, not that anyone hurts or needs it, but when they do, as Christians, we can be there to help them. And we're reminded that your Holy Spirit is always with us, to walk beside us, to encourage us, to be our friend. Help us share that knowledge and that love with others. So today we lift all these prayer requests up to you, knowing that you care, that you're a compassionate, empathetic God who loves your people. Touch everyone this day, not just those that we've lifted up in prayer, but this entire congregation, those who are here, those at home or traveling, or maybe visiting another church with family. Be with them. Let them feel your comfort and love. And thank you for the prayer that Jesus left with his disciples and left with us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our hymn of preparation, a screen song, Let There Be Peace on Earth. Thank you. Bow for prayer of thanksgiving. Dear God, we thank you that you sent the Holy Spirit to empower us, to comfort us, to counsel us, to guide us, to be our friend. You're so good to us, Lord. Help us to be good back to you and to use the talents and gifts that you have given to us while we are here upon this earth to serve you, to build up your kingdom. So we give monies. Sometimes when we feel like we cannot afford it, we give. We give our time when sometimes we feel like we don't have time to give. And yet we still serve because we love you and we want people to find Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior and be comforted and have the promise of eternal life. Lord, we thank you as a congregation here at Glenshaw Valley for everyone that is faithful using what you have entrusted to them. Thank you for every good gift. Thank you for this congregation, this building, everything that you have done for us and will do in the future. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, and our friend, we do pray. Amen. As Bill comes forth, we're going to miss his reading over the next 6 or 7 weeks. And remind you, there's a sign-up sheet in the back, so we're hoping some people will sign up and be the scripture reading. And we really like people participating in the service, so it's nice to have someone do it.
Good morning, Church of Glenshaw Valley.
Good morning.
Today's scripture addresses Pentecost. It addresses the fact that on Pentecost we are giving the gift from God of His Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit that not only acts as teacher and mediator to us, but He also acts as the go-between between us and God. He talks to Jesus on a constant basis about our needs. And when we pray, He carries those prayers to Jesus. So please listen to your own personal message as I read John 14, 15 through 21. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you. He will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am within you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Bless the reading and of our scripture.
Thank you, Bill. I hope you'll have a nice, safe trip.
Thank you.
And enjoy. Two quick announcements I forgot to make. Sandy Salmon, one of our members, is receiving in-home health care, and because of our operations on her shoulders, having difficulty preparing meals. So if someone would like to prepare single-serving meals for her, you can see Kathy Seggy. Also, the food bank can always use more food, so let's not forget about that. Thank you. An anonymous email tells a story that I think we need to hear on this Memorial Day weekend. It's about an old man and his wife sitting in the parking lot of a supermarket. The hood is up on the car, and evidently they've been having engine problems. A young man in his early 20s with a grocery bag in his arm walks directly towards this elderly couple. The older gentleman emerges from his car and takes a few steps towards the young man. He points to the open hood and asks the young man for assistance. The young man puts his grocery bag into his new expensive SUV, turns back to the old man and yells at him, "You shouldn't even be allowed to drive a car at your age." Then, with a wave and a hand, he gets into his car and he speeds off. offering no help, just insults. The older gentleman pulls out his handkerchief, mops his brow, and goes back to get in his car with his wife. Again, he looks at the engine, then he reassures his wife that I'm sure everything will be okay. A stranger approaches the old man, says, "Looks like you're having a problem." The old man smiles sheepishly and quietly nods his head. The stranger looks under the hood, but he has no more expertise with automobile engines than the older gentleman. He assures the gentleman that he'll return and go to this gas station, service station. He explains the situation to the mechanic and says, "I will pay for it if you'll just come and help this couple with their car." A few minutes later, he returns with the mechanic. The stranger gets into conversation with the gentleman. The stranger is wearing a ring signifying that he was a Marine. So the older man confides that he had served in the hardest battles in our nation's history, including Guadalcanal and Okinawa. He had retired from the Marine Corps after the war. After the car was repaired and running, the older gentleman handed a car to the stranger and shook his hand and parted, went their separate ways. A little while later, the stranger happened to look at the card, and the name on the car was embossed with golden leaf, and under the name was written, "Congressional Medal of Honor Society." It was only then that this former Marine realized that he had come to the aid of one of America's finest and greatest heroes. Just a reminder this Memorial Day weekend that there are men and women who have served their country and received very little in return recognition. Some have even been treated horribly. It is only right that we recognize their sacrifice and honor their memory on this holiday weekend. It's way more than going to a picnic and having a party. I hope we do take time to honor their memory. Our lesson today from God's gospel is a very powerful one. The Last Supper, the disciples have broken bread and shared the cup. Jesus has washed the disciples' feet. Judas has left them to do his deed, and Jesus is telling the disciples that he will be leaving them soon. And of course, they don't really understand. And Jesus is preparing his disciples for his absence, and he says, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate." This is the New International Translation, "another advocate," the one that was read today. It's like someone who stands beside you in a court of law. The original Greek, Allon Parakleton, in the King James Version, translates this phrase as "another comforter." The old Revised Standard Version translates it as "another counselor." But it was changed to "another advocate" in the new RSV version. The Message translation, there's so many different versions. The Message translation says, "The Father will send another friend." I really like that. Another friend. And the New Common English Bible translates the phrase as "another companion." You and I, not being Greek scholars, can take our pick, or we can use them all together. The phrase literally means in English, "one who is called along beside you." The elderly couple sitting in that broken down car were aided by a former Marine who needed someone to come alongside them and help them in their situation. All of us will be in a situation sometimes in our life, maybe right now, where we need someone to come alongside of us and help us, to counsel us, to comfort us, or just to be our friend. A man who underwent open heart surgery told a friend an experience that he had. He said, "The day before surgery, a nurse came into my room to visit. She took hold of my hand and said, 'I want you to feel my hand and hold it. During the surgery tomorrow, you will be disconnected from your heart, and you will be kept alive only by virtue of machines. When your heart is finally restored and operation is over and you're in our special recovery room, you will eventually waken, but you will be immobile for as long as 6 or 7 hours. You may be unable to move or speak or to even open your eyes, but you will be perfectly conscious. You will hear and know everything that is going on around you. During those 6 or 7 hours, I will be at your side and I will hold your hand exactly as I am doing right now. I will stay with you until you are fully recovered. Although you may feel absolutely helpless, when you feel my hand, you will know that I will not leave you. You will not be alone. It happened exactly as the nurse told me. The man continued, I woke and could do nothing, but I could feel the nurse's hand in my hand literally for hours. And that made all the difference in the world. And it does make a difference when someone comes alongside us when we are in need. And that is the work of the Holy Spirit. In some instances, the Holy Spirit comes with power. At other times, the Holy Spirit comes as a guide. But there are times when we need a friend, a counselor, a comforter. The writer of John wants us to understand that the same Spirit that was in Christ is the Spirit that will come to us in our time of need. Because the Holy Spirit is always with us. John is very clear that this is why Christ departed from the world, so that the Holy Spirit could become available to everyone that would receive the Holy Spirit. This is the importance of the Trinity. God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The same Spirit that created the world and then became flesh in Jesus Christ returned on the day of Pentecost so that he might be available to every believer for guidance, for comfort, for empowerment, for clarity of mission, and for strength when we seek to reach out and tell other people about Jesus and try to help them in their time of need. And all this is wrapped up in that short phrase. And I will ask the Father and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. Not just every now and again, but forever. In other words, it is God himself who comes alongside us in any time that we are hurting and in distress. He is our comforter, our counselor, our advocate, our companion, our friend, all of these things. And this is amazing good news to everyone who calls upon Christ in a time of need. The God of all creation does not forget us. The God of creation does not forsake us, ever. Whenever we are hurting, he comes along beside us, walks with us to help us. Writer Ian Coffey tells of the difficulty Bible translators had in translating the scripture in the Kari language of Equatorial Africa. It was particularly difficult to translate certain ideas and concepts of the New Testament. One word particularly difficult, Parakletos, the Greek word which we translate as Holy Spirit. How could they describe adequately the work of the Holy Spirit so these people could understand the work of the Holy Spirit and understand what the Christian faith is all about? It's hard enough explaining it in English to someone that you can talk to who knows the words. Well, one day the translators came across a group of porters going off into the bush carrying bundles on their head. We've all seen it on TV, or maybe you've been to Africa and even Jamaica. Women especially carry things on top of their heads, but men do it also. They noticed that in line of porters there was always one man walking alongside with them. And they assumed that this was the boss, to make sure everybody was in line and got the job done and nobody quit and went home or whatever. However, they discovered that he was not the boss. He was there if anyone fainted or got too tired, fell over with exhaustion, he would go and he would pick up their load and he would put it on top of his head and he would carry it for them. The porter was known in the Kari language as the one who falls down beside us. The translators had a word they needed to convey how the Holy Spirit works in the life of a Christian. The Holy Spirit is the one who falls down beside us, the very Spirit of God himself, the breath of God, the mind of God, invading the life of the believer and giving us power to discern right from wrong, helping us resist temptation, assuring us of forgiveness when we fail, and we all do, giving us the grace that assures us of acceptance by our Heavenly Father. The teaching is reinforced as he continues to say in another passage, I'll ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be with you. I will not leave you as orphans. I think that's a wonderful thought. God will not leave us as orphans. We're not just his children, and he's gone away and left us on our own. One of the most moving passages in English literature comes towards the end of Charles Dickens' A Tale of Two Cities, a story of the French Revolution. Each day a grim procession of prisoners made it on the streets of Paris to that infamous guillotine. One prisoner, Sidney Carton, a brave man who had lost his soul but had regained it, was giving his life so that a friend of his life could be spared. Standing beside Carton was a young girl. They had met before in prison, and the girl had noticed Carton's gentleness, but also his strength. She said to him, if I may ride with you, will you let me hold your hand? I'm not afraid, but I am a little weak, and holding your hand will give me more courage. So they rode together, her hand in his, and when they reached the place of execution, Dickens tells us there was no fear in her eyes. She looked up into the quiet, composed face of her companion and said, I think you were sent here by heaven. Who can doubt the caring gentleman was sent by God? God says, I will not leave you as orphans. That brings us to the one more thing I think we need to see in this passage, that it is one, we are, as followers of Jesus, we are to be those who come alongside others who have fallen and need help and are hurting. The Holy Spirit comes alongside us in our time of need, so therefore we need to pass it on, and some might say pay it forward, and help others in their time of hurt and need. Many of you know the story of Jackie Robinson, the first African American to play in the major leagues in baseball. Maybe you saw the movie of his life or read a book about him. Facing jeering crowds at every stadium, Robinson was held to a higher standard at that time than the white players were. Yet he maintained his poise in a very magnificent way. One day while playing in his home stadium in Brooklyn, he committed an error in second base, and the crowd began to ridicule him, and he stood at that base humiliated while the fans jeered and rejected him. Then something beautiful happened. Shortstop Pee Wee Reese came over, stood next to Robinson, and put his arms around him and faced the stadium with Robinson. Robinson was no longer alone, and the fans began to grow quiet. Robinson later said that Pee Wee's act of solidarity, the placing of his arms around Robinson's shoulder, saved Robinson's career and gave him the strength to go on. That's what it means to be a friend, but that's also what it means to be a follower of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're called to come alongside people who don't even know, because that is what Christ has done in the person of the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised his followers he would not leave them as orphans. He promised them he would send an advocate, a counselor, a comforter, a companion, a friend. God made sure that no one would ever feel that they were orphaned in this world, no matter what their situation. God made sure that we would all have a friend. So if you ever feel friendless, know that God is with you. The Holy Spirit is inside of you. That is what our faith is all about. God has come to reside with us. If you're feeling very alone this day, know beyond the shadow of doubt that God has not abandoned you. God has not forsaken you. God is with you. God will not let you go for all eternity. And if you know someone is hurting, be a friend, be a comforter, be an advocate just as Jesus Christ has been for you. May God bless you on this Memorial Day weekend, and may you have a friend, and may you be a friend. Amen. A hymn of response, 575, Eternal Father, Strong to Save. Sanctuary on this Memorial Day weekend. I hope that you feel like you have a friend, that you have a physical friend, a person, but I hope that you know that the Holy Spirit is your friend, loves you, has empathy towards you, wants to help you and guide you and love you and lift you up and protect you and encourage you. Go out into the world. Help other people by your encouragement and your comfort and your empathy. And go in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.